What's happening? What's happening? This your boy Chef Mac B. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, all that good stuff. I'm representing Mac Smoky Barbecue, and you can find me, of course, on IG, all that good stuff. You are now listening to a Grill and Chill podcast. My drink for the day. Some might think it's early. It's 1:38 Eastern Standard Time. I had a taste for some Moscato, Soto, red wine. Ain't nothing wrong with keeping it sweet. No homo. Our topic for discussion, worst barbecue eaten. We all have our choices of friends or family who make some good Q, some of our favorite restaurants, even our small hole in the wall, lesser known spots are some of the best barbecue, not just myself, my friends, but you've probably ever tasted. There are some spots who say that they are some of the best in the States, in the world, whatever, but they are some of the worst that you ever had. Speaking about a lot of my friends and family in my circle, I got some boys that make some of the best brisket I've ever eaten. And I'll eat their stuff over mine any day because I know them, I know their skill set, I know how they do when it comes to that grill, when it comes to that smoker, how they get down, the technicalities of how they do it. We gets down. But when it comes to your commercial spots, for example, we got spots down here in the state of Georgia. We got Community Barbecue, Brunswick Stew by far some of the best I've had. Brisket, moist, pull apart, phenomenal. Smoke ring, everything. I can go on and on. Fox Brothers is a well-known spot down here that makes some good food also. We can go on and on as far as some of the best spots we've ever had. My dad caters back home in Maryland. Pops gets down. Pops gets down. Slow motion catering. But today's topic, we're talking about some of the worst barbecue spots or just barbecue in general that we've ever had. Hold on real quick. Oh yeah, that sweet red. Now, it's easy to identify bad barbecue, especially if you go to a restaurant and you've eaten it. Yeah, your stomach done already and then got jacked up, and of course you either like it's too dry and a mess with my throat, or it's just no flavor, period. But when it comes to a bad barbecue spot, have you ever paid attention to some of the signs? You know, before you even go inside and sit down, like, okay, this ain't a good barbecue spot. Now, if you think about some of your well-known pit masters, like, let me say, Myron Mixon, like Jack's Old South. He's the host of Barbecue Pit Masters. Tuffy Stone from Q Barbecue. You got Big Mo Quezon. You got Cosmo Q. You got Franklin's Barbecue over in Texas. Barbecue pros like that, I guarantee you they never had a subpar brisket outside of what they may have been in a cooking competition, barbecue competition judging. And that's thanks to their ability to recognize and know what bad barbecue is, even just by the smoke in the air. I mean, for y'all who don't know the difference between mesquite, applewood, hickory, pecan, you know, there's some tips that you can kind of sniff and apply and save your stomach the stress of bad barbecue. So let me give y'all some simple signs. You can't even see, you can't smell a smoker. It's crazy to go to a barbecue spot and you don't see no smoke coming from it. You don't even see a smoker. I want to see a wood burner smoker blowing smoke either out the side, out the back, or out the front of the restaurant. At least smell the aroma that they smoking weeks about a block or so away. That's what I want to see. Every chef or pit master can agree that if you can't see or smell a smoker, it's a chance they taking you for a fool. You go to a restaurant, do you smell smoke? Can you tell if it's hickory or oak? Are they running the barbecue pits while you're there? It's a possibility they ain't cooking it fresh every day. And any pit master or grillologist can tell you that. And you know, some barbecue masters, they do what they do out the back. They got the smokers out in the back so folks can see what they're doing. They might got a fence around it. They might be open pit, but you can see what they're doing and you can smell what they're doing. And it's probably because of the fact that they don't want it in the open, so you won't see them little secret recipes. But even if a smoker is hitting, it doesn't abide well as regards to folks that's going to be dining there, because it's like, if I don't see no smoke and I don't smell no smoke, what kind of barbecue you doing, bro? Here's another one. They got sauce everywhere. Barbecue sauce is great, but it doesn't mean that you should be drowning your meat in sauce. Meat that serves sauce, that's swimming in barbecue sauce, they're trying to cover up something. I'm just saying that. I'm more of a dry rub person. I make my own dry rubs. I do my own marinades. You know, I like to inject my meats. They sit overnight. A lot of your great pit masters, if you watch some of their videos on YouTube, you don't see too much sauce on their stuff. But somebody got their meats drowning in sauce, something's being covered up. Well, what you doing? Here's one comment from a bad experience that I read. This guy says, I went to a well-known place one time and asked for sauce on the side because I wanted to taste the meat. And I got to look like I was asking for a family secret or something. Needless to say, my plate was served with sauce. When I got my plate, the sauce was so overwhelming that it dripped onto my trousers. I haven't been back since. Ain't that sad? You know how pissed I'd be. I got my little stuff on. You know, I'm dressed fresh. I'm going to barbecue. I know it's going to be messy, but I know the meat going to be good. And you done spilled it on my trousers. You spilled it on my pants now. I ain't going to say my trousers. You spilled it on my pants. What kind of stuff is that? Now, you got a barbecue dish that's oversauced. That's a big red flag. It makes you wonder if that meat that they so-called grilled or smoked is either too dry or it ain't got no flavor at all. Now, here's another tip. Things that they got highlighted on the menu are the wrong things. You know, there's a lot of folks, they don't trust a lot of eateries because of the fact that they focus on too many different regional styles of barbecue. Of course, you got your St. Louis, you got your Kansas City, you got your Texas style, you got your Memphis, you got your Carolinas. Of course, that's one of my favorites. My family was born and raised from there. But when you got a restaurant that focuses on too many styles, it's going to be something that's lacking somewhere. Here's another comment that one guy sent to me. He said, if I walk into a barbecue joint that has Texas brisket, Carolina pulled pork, Memphis ribs, or smorgasbords of styles, I simply walk out. It's not going to be authentic. For example, I've seen the YouTube with Aaron Franklin of Franklin's Barbecue. This guy's an award-winning James Beard chef in the Southeast region of the U.S. For a barbecue guy to win the James Beard Award, that speaks volumes. People wait at this man's barbecue spot at like 5, 6 a.m. in the morning. I don't think he opens till it's like 11 o'clock, 11 a.m. because that brisket is just that good. That barbecue is just that good. If he's sticking to that Texas region barbecue and sticking with the recipe, the things that work for him, what makes you think he's going to switch it up? What if somebody go to Aaron Frank and say, hey, let me get your St. Louis style ribs. But you know he specializes in this. What if it's not the same? You know what I mean? I'm not trying to throw it out there as a crazy example, but y'all understand where I'm coming from. But a lot of folks, like myself, I try to avoid a lot of barbecue joints and just they try to pass a lot of barbecue spots off as like whiskey taverns and breweries. You know, if I'm looking for a good barbecue, I try to stay away from the ones that got like, they got like 300 different craft beers on tap. They got 200 different bourbons. You know, are you selling me whiskey and bourbon, or are you trying to sell me barbecue? One of the two. Because your art and your craft is not really going to be focused on that barbecue. Not taking nothing from the spots that do that. But if I go to a barbecue spot, I might want a beer or two. I don't need 200 different craft beers and 300 different types of bourbons. I'm coming there to get my eel. Yes, I'm going to want something to sip, but I want to taste what your barbecue is about. I want to taste moistness. I want the smoke ring. I want the full-fledged barbecue experience, especially if you know that you go to a spot that supposedly is well-known. Here's another worst barbecue example. The restaurant uses choppy language. What do I mean by choppy? Well, they use words like fall off the bone. I know y'all heard that before. Here's another one. You don't need teeth to eat our barbecue. So y'all know where I'm going with this, right? you basically dressing up the menu like it's not even worth having. Like if I read a menu, you got to be brief with the description. But it doesn't need to be smoke or barbecue in the description. Just keep it plain and simple, man. Here's another tip. The menu straight up ignores certain type of dishes. Okay. A great barbecue spot is going to serve classic barbecue dishes and sides. It's good that if a place has a specialty or they're well known for just one thing, but that's no reason to ignore everything else. Let me give you an example. I like trying experimental stuff. Like I go to a spot, like me and my family and some friends went to a barbecue spot. And if I'm not mistaken, one of my buddies got it. They have brisket nachos on the menu. Not too many people do stuff like that. I'm an experiment. I like to experiment on stuff. I'm the creative nut in my house. I have barbecue projects that I do every weekend that my wife get mad at. She say I'm cheating on her with barbecue. Forgive me, sweetheart. Forgive me. It's my bad. But I like experimental stuff like that. But when it comes to the basics and the standards, coleslaw, baked beans, potato salad, that stuff got to be done right. I've had people's, and I'm not putting them out there, I've had some barbecues before, whether it's from a friend of a friend or some family, or went to a spot, and they seem to overlook or not put much care into the sides, and that's sad. Who doesn't like a good coleslaw with a pulled pork sandwich? Who doesn't like a mean baked beans that got you like your ground beef, you got your brown sugar? For some, they put their peppers and onions in there. Me, I put a little bacon in mine. I'm just saying, who don't like sides like that? Potato salad. Come on now. You can't have a barbecue without potato salad. But some people don't do potato salad right. That's unfortunate. Now, fancy menus, you can't be fancy when it comes to barbecue. Stuff like pulled pork, chicken, baked beans, coleslaw. Man, it's not a true barbecue place if you don't have stuff like that. You gotta have that stuff. Now, let me tell y'all a couple of my barbecue stories. Man, a couple of my buddies had a football tournament one year, man. And my buddy that asked me to grill for, man, they had been about 50, 60 something people, man. I think it was 10 teams that played. They all came down from Georgia up and down the East Coast. I think a couple of them came from the West. You know, and it was a little semi-tournament type thing. And I went on ahead and grilled for my buddies and them. You know, we couldn't grill out there at the park because I was going to do, of course, my hot dog, my sausage, my chickens. Somebody was like, man, we got like 10 slabs, man, let's do it. I'm like, cool. But of course, they didn't have a permit. We didn't have the necessary paperwork, so we couldn't do it there. So my buddy was like, hey, I got a big enough house. I'm inviting my team and the other team there. Man, let's do it at my house. It's maybe like 20-something people. I said, do you have grills? He said, yeah, man, I got two grills. I'm like, bet. Let's do it. So, of course, we had the tournament. We mess around. They get to his house. Let's just say it's about 5, 6, 7 o'clock. Grill not there. Cool, with the charcoal. We ain't got no charcoal. So they finally got the grills over there, an hour and a half, 2 hours later. We ain't got no grill grates. I took a rack out the oven and did what I did. Somebody came and supposedly had bought some chicken that they did. I ain't even gonna lie, but I ain't never tasted nothing as dry in my life. And they supposedly know how to grill and do grilling all the time. You can't trust everybody cooking. I've been to somebody's house, man, when they were talking about I like to do what I do and I get down, and come to find out they on a gas grill. I don't take nothing from a gas grill. And don't get me wrong, I use a gas grill myself. I'm more of a charcoal wood type of guy. But that gas grill, you ain't doing no barbecue on no gas grill, bro. I'm sorry. And then you're bringing, then you got meat that's already pre-seasoned from a grocery store. One, you can't trust everybody cooking. Second, everybody that says they can barbecue, can't necessarily barbecue, because I'm not gonna lie, that meat was super plain. Don't get me wrong, he seasoned it pretty decent. It was seasoned pretty decent, but that was some of the worst barbecue I've had. The meat, he had it on there too long to where it was dry. And then he did it on the gas grill. There's a spot that used to be down here in Georgia that I went to. It's commercialized. I'm not going to put him out there like that. This is it. And my wife had been down here a tad bit longer than me. You know, we had a taste of some barbecue. And at the time, I don't think she had tried them, and I never tried them before. I'm like, I hear so much about them. Let's go up there and try them out. And one of that, the slogan is like, it's the ribs, baby. It's the rib tips or whatever. When I tell you how pissed off I was because I paid for that plate, OMG. The ribs that I had, I didn't taste no flavor. And they were, of course, drowned in sauce. I wasn't a fan of the sides. The baked beans were plain to me. I want to say I had a side of potatoes. I think the only thing that I actually kind of liked, they had banana pudding. I don't know. That was over 10, 15 years ago. They had banana pudding. And it wasn't an old-fashioned one like I like. But there's a spot, and I don't quote me on this, if they're still open, that we went to that's not too far from the house. Man, I can't even think of the name of that spot. But we went on a Sunday. And when I tell you, they had a line going out the door. And when you walk in, you smell. You seen the smoke when you pull into the parking lot. And it was a little, a tad bit beat up because you had little potholes in the parking lot. But man, you see the smoke just coming from the daggone restaurant. And when you walk in, you can tell that they've been there and they're getting their cook on. But you can smell, okay. I think I smell a hint of barbecue here. So I'm like, hey, I want to get your ribs. I said, how you do your ribs? They said, we can't tell you what we put on our ribs, but they're smoked out in the back. Sitting down and looking at some of the pictures on the wall, you see the guy who founded the restaurant. And of course, he's back there with the wood chop with the smoke on it. And they say, you know, it's the same smoker we've had since this restaurant opened years ago. When I tell you everything I had there was the bomb, and the banana pudding I had was the old-fashioned banana pudding that you have in the oven. Again, there are some phenomenal spots out there as far as barbecue, but there are, trust and believe, some of the worst barbecue you've probably ever eaten. Whether it's from a family, whether it's from a friend, and you don't want to tell them because you don't want to break the heart and hurt the feelings, or whether it's from a commercial spot or one of them hole-in-the-wall spots in your city or state or a place you done been to before, there are some bad barbecues. We're going to end this off with our quarantine edition of Grill and Chill Podcast. Hey, Mac Smokey Barbecue. You catch me on IG, Chef Mac B. I'm hoping y'all listening. Thanks to all y'all that tune in and listen. And I'm out. Much love.